Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. And with me today, via cell phone that is Valerie Caro, owner of Flagstaff Top Producers Real Estate. Valerie, welcome to Chamber Biz Buzz.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited because you are one of the most experienced in the field, and your community knowledge is amazing. Where should we start? What do you want to share about Flagstaff Top Producers? What are like the services you provide in real estate to your clientele?
Great question. And after 39 years, we have specialized in residential real estate in Flagstaff. And that is buying and selling, moving in, moving out of Flagstaff.
And do you have any niche? Is it a small house, a big house, a tall house? Where has Flagstaff Top Producers evolved?
You can imagine over the years, working with a lot of clients, I have clients that I've sold properties to for, I'd say, 30 years, and now I'm working with their families and their kids and their friends. It's been a great opportunity to have all of these people in and around our business all of these years. And so because of that, even right now, I have a property that is under contract for $335,000, which is a condo. And then I have one under contract that's $3.9 million. So when you say, what's your niche? I say Flagstaff.
I like it. Well, that's a little bit of a valley there. Great. Congratulations. Well, and yes. I think we want to ask you about the current market, the trends, the shifts, because you've never given up. You've stuck and, you know, you've stuck to it. I think we can't rely in Flagstaff all the time on national news. Wouldn't you agree? We're a titch different, or are we the same?
I think Flagstaff's really unique, and we are, just like you said, we're an island, and, you know, it's even different than the Phoenix market. They'll be experiencing vastly different things than we are consistently. So, you know, right now in our market, it's summertime, and I joke, but not really joking, that this is the easiest time to sell a home in Flagstaff because people open their door and it's 78 degrees and cools down at night, and it's just beautiful. And the market is hopping right now in Flagstaff for
That's
sure.
That's awesome. We do have the same interest rates. Where are we on home buying interest rates from the feds?
I would say that we are right around, hovering right now around 7%. And, you know, Julie, when I got in the business, interest rates were 12 and 13%.
Yes.
And I know that interest rates are 7, but this is more of a normal place, not the 2.5 that we saw a few years ago. Everybody knew that that wasn't going to last forever, and they were right.
A little bit of wishful thinking there, but you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Yep.
We're speaking with Valerie Caro, owner of Flagstaff Top Producers in Flagstaff, on some really good information about the real estate market and or properties. I know you're a horsey lady. You have horses. Mm-hmm. What's the horse property shaping up to be in Flagstaff? Is there anything on the market? Does it shift?
I think people that have horses, and that is really a niche market as well, you know, want to have certain amenities, certain size properties. And I would say that, you know, there's probably some good properties out there. What we'll see on those is we'll sell some of those off market, number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two, when you see a really good property that's priced well come on the market, it'll usually sell pretty quick.
I see. Yeah. Well, let's shift to smaller homes. The Chamber of Commerce does the cost of living index with an economic development firm out of the East Coast that does it for the entire nation. And our cost of living and housing is super, super high. Right now, housing is ranking at 51.4%. That means above 100. And there's other places, Phoenix, Scottsdale, whatever, that they're still in like the 18s and 20s. But what do you see on, let's say, the smaller homes, say 2,200 and less, three bedrooms? Are we still around the $800,000, or has that started to come down? Like, we're hearing it is starting to come down nationally.
We're not seeing anything come down, especially in that price range.
Great.
If you see anything, it's maybe like a feathering. So you might see somebody who's more motivated than somebody else, and you'll see somebody get, quote, a good deal on a house. And there's usually a reason for that too. Also, from a statistical standpoint, I want to let you know that they're a third. So three out of every 10 houses in Flagstaff are sold cash. Mm-hmm. So we're not truly dependent on that interest rate either, Julie. So
that's good to know. Yeah, that's thank you for sharing that. That's super big information. Valerie Caro, what's the second home market looking like to you? Is it as brisk as it has been?
You know, as we see more people move into the Phoenix area, you know, as soon as they find Flagstaff, it's definitely on the radar. We've had more second home buyer activity and interest this year than we have for the last maybe 2 years, I would say.
Oh, I did not expect that answer. That's interesting. Yep. Well, and all of my economic data shows that we still in the Valley and statewide are number one for doing business, maybe number two on someone else's survey. A lot going on in the semiconductor market, a lot going on just in a lot of diverse industries. And I really love visiting the Valley for maybe a thing or two that we can't access here. But I always come home smelling those pines going, oh, I am so happy I'm in Flagstaff. How about you?
I have been doing that for years. And I'll tell you, I've lived here for 47 years. And as I was growing up, I said, I can't wait to get out of Flagstaff. This is too small. And then as soon as I was old enough, I was like, wait a minute, this is awesome.
We don't want to move. I was just kidding. It's good. It's good. It's all good.
Exactly.
We have to go pretty soon, Valerie, but I wanted to ask you if there's somebody listening and is a prospective client for you and wants to know what's the buying and selling process like, what are some of the things you wish they had in their back pocket that you could start with?
Well, I think first step with meeting with somebody and really understanding the process and then trusting that person and their experience in Flagstaff. The best experiences I have are the people that say, I trust you. What should we be doing? Help us navigate this process, and that don't maybe take the steering wheel.
Yeah. And I agree with that. Professionalism and knowing the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to do a for sale by owner and or somebody buying. There's too many emotions in that transaction. And you take the emotion out. This is what we need. What's your balance in the bank? What's your financial like? This is what we can afford. This is what I have for you. That sounds like a Valerie Caro conversation.
Very cut and dry, but very important to get those great people in Flagstaff.
And by the way, we'd be remiss if we didn't tell our listeners who your daddy is.
My dad is Joe Howie, and he was on the city council for a while here in Flagstaff. And actually, Julie, I spent last week with him in Cancun. We do a dad venture every year, just he and I.
Oh, that's priceless. Oh, I'm so glad I brought it up. I just thought I got to make sure Dad Joe gets mentioned. Oh, thanks, Valerie. Oh, I would love doing something like that. So let's let our listeners know how to get a hold of you. Do you have an email for Flagstaff Top Producers?
I do. It's Valerie@FlagstaffHouses.com.
Valerie@FlagstaffHouses.com. Well, continue doing what you're doing, and thank you for making time for the Chamber of Commerce. We really appreciate your support through the years, and we appreciate your time today.
Of course. Thank you so much, Julie. Have a great day.
You too. That's a wrap, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you learned a little bit. I sure did, from Flagstaff Top Producers owner Valerie Caro. We're going to sign off for today, but I'm going to see you next time on the radio. Enjoy your day. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.